We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. It's the fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle back with you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue. Light blue, blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're still rolling through James Franklin's post-game presser, what he had to say about Penn State's 17-12 win over Iowa. Very excited about it, which we'll touch on in just a moment. But he had a couple of really good – you know, he's known for this, Greg, of taking a question and moving it in a direction that best suits – what message he wants to deliver. So he's a pro at this. I think, you know, you saw this tendency from him every game, really. But in this game, it was almost like he was a little disoriented from the way that it came out. So he wasn't quite as crisp in his redirection skills. You'll hear what I'm talking about in just a moment. This is a question about Sean Clifford, I believe, and that passing game. And he took it in, I don't know, about 40 different directions. So the gist of it is, you know, how Penn State started, what he thought about Sean Clifford's performance in this game.
Yeah, very much so. You know, we and I'll say this, too, in Sean's defense, we dropped some balls tonight, too. You know, we dropped some balls. I thought he was a little antsy with his feet in the pocket early on. That same, you know, footwork, I think, made us miss some throws that we normally have been making. But again, most importantly, like you mentioned, we didn't turn the ball over. We reserved our right to punt and play great defense. And, you know, we did just enough to win. I mean, there's a bunch of, I just talked about the guys in the locker room. There's guys, you know, that probably felt like they didn't play great tonight. But we played good enough to win. And we should always feel like that. We should always feel like there's areas and things that we can get better on. It's our job as coaches to put those guys in those types of position and practice those areas maybe of weakness and challenge them. I write notes down throughout the entire, you know, game of things that we need to do next week to work on some areas. So, you know, I'm really proud of Sean. He's a gutsy competitor. He makes plays with his feet. I thought that 3rd and 10 play was big. The only criticism I would say is I don't know if I would slide there, because when you decide to slide, it's up for interpretation where they're going to mark it. So we need to sell out on that one. But we got the first down, which is the most important thing. But I'm proud of him. You know, he's managing the game well. He's preparing like crazy. He's competing like crazy. The locker room believes in him. The coaches believe in him. I thought the one time where he kind of broke out of the pocket and then was a little bit indecisive on whether he was going to throw it or run, and the guy almost came behind him and stripped him. We got to make sure we got two hands on the ball. But overall, you know, again, I'm nitpicking because he's playing really well. He's 6-0. I sat around the hotel this afternoon, watched a lot of teams, you know, that didn't get a dub today. So, you know, we're gonna embrace the 1-0. We're gonna embrace the fact that we're 6-0. And keep moving this thing forward.
All right, Greg. Instead of breaking down what James Franklin did say in that quote, is there anything he didn't say in that quote? You got a couple of you know, little nuggets from Sean Clifford. I think he mentioned just in passing, without, you know, harping too much on his quarterback, that, you know, his footwork was, he was a little jumpy to start the game. Everybody saw that. You know, it's a guy who brings a lot of energy and is very excited, and he's still learning how to keep that suppressed at the start of a big game, and he's going to have to learn that lesson in a hurry in this one. But, you know, you mentioned, just reiterates the confidence that the team has in the confidence the coaching staff has in him, the way he works, the way he prepares, all that is great stuff. And, you know, I think that these early game jitters that we certainly saw in his debut against Idaho, we saw it again in this game. I do believe that he's going to find a way to move past this. But, you know, James was nitpicking on some of the other things. I thought that the 3rd and 10 run that he mentioned, that, you know, he had to face the possibility of hard contact in order to get that run. That's something that that Sean Clifford brings to the table. That if there was any doubt before the season, I thought it was a little silly to doubt that he could run. But you saw him in this game, you know, really make an impact. And one of the big benefits, Greg, of a dual threat quarterback is this exact situation. The play you called is covered, they bring pressure, something breaks down. To have a quarterback who can convert a third down on his own is a huge benefit. And Sean Clifford, I think you got a little proof that he's that guy.
Yeah, I think you did. And I think that, you know, that long answer from James Franklin touched on a number of things. But the one that jumped out to me, rather, if I can talk today, was, you know, he made a good point. There were a lot of teams on Saturday, and I think he was specifically referring to Georgia losing to South Carolina. They were in the top 10 going into week 7 of the college football season and left with a loss. So, you know, yeah, can you be frustrated that some of the throws were inaccurate, that some balls were dropped, that some calls didn't go your way, that some flags flew that hadn't flew in the past? Yeah, absolutely. But ultimately, as we saw on the HBO show, and as we saw after the game at Kinnick Stadium, you know, Penn State's going to enjoy a win like this. They're not going to take for granted the fact that they went to a challenging place to play against a so-so Iowa team and, you know, really found a way to get it done. I think that's the most important takeaway from this contest.
And it's Iowa just presents a unique challenge, not only in the home environment that they're playing in, but also in the way that they approach their defense, trying to keep everything in front of them, try to test your patience, test your consistency as an offense, because you know they're going to be consistent as a defense. And I think you saw early the struggle that, you know, we saw Trace McSorley have in a couple of these matchups. They are so big and long up front that the pocket gets crowded really, really quickly. And it feels even more claustrophobic, I'm sure, in there, because these guys are towering above you. These are long guys, and it's a matchup problem that, you know, we saw that they had to work through that again. I thought there were a couple times where Sean Clifford seemed to step into that. You know, he instead of stepping away from pressure, he kind of ran into it.
Yeah, I thought two of the three sacks were on him.
Yeah.
The two early ones. One, I thought he held the ball too long, and the second time he kind of just stepped right into the pressure, right?
And I think that crowded feeling contributes to that.
Yeah, right. I mean, I just think that, you know, again, it was a game where did Penn State, you know, do everything right? No, certainly not. But you know, those two plays are examples of that. But again, you know, if you're able to. Nebraska and Illinois will open the 2021 season in Dublin, Ireland. Who's gonna go to that?
Man.
Oh, I guess Nebraska travels well. But,
yuck.
Oh,
yuck.
That, sorry, that's
what
here nor
qualifies
there,
as breaking news these days. Don't you, like, if you put a breaking tag on it, don't you automatically assume that people care about it?
Right, and no one cares.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, okay, fair point. At any rate, moving back to the Penn State conversation. You know, I just think I look at it like, you know, Sean Clifford did what he needed to do. He didn't fumble. He didn't throw any interceptions. And ultimately, that's probably more important than, you know, that's probably more important than anything else. And the play that, you know, the inaccurate throws, things like that, they're going to come with a young quarterback. But you can look past those if you win the game. And Penn State did. And he played a big role in that.
Yeah, take some solace in that fact. Protecting the ball is a strong suit for Sean Clifford. Not every quarterback's got that. All right, Greg, I'm gonna let James Franklin talk about this first, but I know you had some thoughts on just how excited he was to make his laps around the stadium after the game. Here's what he had to say about how excited he was.
Yeah, the win, we're 1-0. It's really not a whole lot more than that. We didn't talk about that in the locker room with the players. We don't talk about that with coaches. We didn't talk about it all week, not once. It's just watching the film and breaking them down, and what do we have to do to find a way to win against this opponent, whether they're ranked or not, whether it's home or away, whatever it may be. And I'm pleased with that. Obviously, you know, for me, I want to make sure that the fans know how much we appreciate them. I know next week there'll be 112,000 in the stadium. I don't know if that's possible. But I also appreciate the fans that travel with us on the road because it helps. And to me, that's probably the next step for us. is when we can really, really travel and take over other people's stadiums. As you guys know, I study a lot of things that are going all around the country in our profession, in our business, and in our game. And I see that. I was on the other end of that, you know, in the past as well. So the fans that we get to travel with us are phenomenal, but we want that to grow. I want Penn State to have an unbelievable national reputation for how we travel all over the country, wherever we play, and not just bowl games, regular in-season games.
Not a lot of insight there as far as like his own reaction to winning. And he also did that thing where he committed Penn State fans doing a bunch of things. He likes to make that message pretty clear, but just your thoughts to take it in your own direction. Pull James Franklin here, watching him make his way around the stadium. It's not something that you have ever seen from him.
No, I think he may have done it at the Fiesta Bowl. We went around and slapped some hands. It's kind of vaguely remember that, but I could be misremembering it. But
the best part was him playing with the guy's dreadlocks.
Yes, real quick. Yeah.
I mean, how topical was that?
It was completely topical. It was just strange. So he was at midfield doing interviews. He was with Holly Rowe from ESPN, and he was with somebody from the Big Ten Network. And I had started walking back toward the locker room because I assumed that he would just come, you know, over that way following the game. And instead, he takes off on a dead sprint from the center. They're at the 50. I mean, they're in this dead middle of the field. And he sprints the whole way down to the far side of Penn State's bench back behind the other end zone and just starts celebrating with every Penn State fan that stuck around to win. There's people scrambling to try and get photos of this and video of this. It was just a bizarre scene on the road. But there were a lot of Penn State fans who stuck around. I think that's pretty obvious from the photos and the videos and everything. I mean, it was certainly an Iowa crowd. There's no doubt about that. But Penn State was pretty well represented. And I know he wants more. As he said, he wants more of that going forward. So we'll see if it works out that way. I think it's not at peak performance, but I think it's pretty darn good right now.
As far as fans traveling and that kind of thing?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Penn State is one of the better traveling fan bases in the country. You know, we've seen that for years at bowl games and that kind of thing. Penn State fans, they bring it. And also, they're everywhere. You know, there's probably a lot of Penn State fans who are pretty, as close as you can be to Iowa while still having running water and stuff like that. But sorry, that's a jab at Iowa. I didn't mean that. I apologize. I'll be better moving forward. I think to turn anything into a plea for more support, it's something he wants, and I think that it can help Penn State. But this is a supportive fan base. I don't know if they'll get 112, but I think we'll have a big crowd on hand for the whiteout of Michigan. All right, we're going to shift gears later in the week here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We'll look ahead to Michigan and all those things. But for now, we'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife, my father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.